This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
All right, let's go to Ligue 1, Rick, this weekend. All eyes on the top few, as obviously PSG are well clear, but Lille, Lyon and Marseille, all with very interesting fixtures. Lyon particularly, Rick, in the match of the weekend for me in France. It's Monaco-Lyon. Now, Monaco out of the bottom few. They're unbeaten.
Temporarily.
They're out of the bottom three. They're 16th, unbeaten in their last three. This is their biggest test yet under Jardim.
Huge. You've got to imagine these two teams were both in the Champions League at the start of the season, and then we know what happened, unfortunately, under Jardim. And now he's been reappointed. We know that Lyon in particular have also gone on a bit of a surge at the moment, but they've also sort of had, you know, that loss a couple of weeks ago where they lost towards at Nice, I think 1-0, when they were on a really nice run up until that stage, and all of a sudden looked like they were going to knock on Lille's door and maybe take second place off them. So things have changed that slightly little bit. I won't rule out a Monaco win, but I think this is going to be more likely a Monaco draw with Lyon conceding a goal. So I'm thinking here maybe a score draw, maybe even a 2-2 type result.
Well, that defeat against Nice was their last match away from home in Ligue 1 for Lyon. And that was their first loss on the road in any competition, Champions League included, where they had to go to Hoffenheim and Shakhtar and Manchester City. Their first loss away from home since early October when they lost 5-0 at PSG. I think Lyon will go here and win. And I think that we will... We are currently documenting our betting tips to come shortly, but I think when we look ahead at this game, Lyon's class will prevail. Lyon just held out Barcelona, Rick. You're telling me they won't be able to hold out Monaco?
I think what they'll have done is they've gone, I won't say they've peaked too early, but they would have primed themselves for that match. And I think Monaco might be there ready to actually swoop and maybe take a point. And, you know, if things get a little bit luckier, maybe they might be able to take three at the Stade Louis II.
We'll agree to disagree there. I think Lyon will win comfortably away to Monaco. Of course, Jemison suspended for the match. Jovetic still out. A few key players returning, though, and this is the pleasing thing. This huge injury list they've had all season is now just thinning ever so slightly, which is good news as a few key players get back in the fold. A lot of experience in this Monaco side. They did finish in the top three, as Rick said, with Lyon and PSG last season, but they're at different ends of the table this time around. Important result if Lyon can win. Top three looking very good with a whole host of teams very, very close to them in fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh and eighth, even with Nice just 3 points behind fourth place Marseille. PSG are in action at home this weekend against Nîmes. Should be a straightforward win. No, still no Neymar. Cavani is close to a return, but unlikely he'll return for this match. But again, PSG now, well, they're in cruise control in this competition, but they are now just ironing out all the small issues in the lead up to that second leg against United in 2 weeks' time.
This has looked like a straightforward, maybe a solid 2-3-0 type win here for PSG. Don't give Dijon too much hope. I know they're in the battle for the relegation zone, but I don't think, unfortunately, that they're going to do enough to get over the line.
I mentioned Lille have an interesting one. Well, they drew last weekend against Montpellier 0-0, which ended that winning streak. But now they go to Strasbourg, a Strasbourg side who have been very impressive, but just not of late. So winless in their last three, only 1 point in that time. That was against Caen, who have had issues.
Gone.
They've had massive issues this week. A bit of a danger game here for Lille. Can they respond from, obviously,
The nil-nil against Montpellier.
They also lost against Rennes. They were knocked out in the Coupe de France. Rennes defeating them. Yeah, Coupe de France quarterfinals 2-1. I don't know. Lille just not at their best across the board recently. But here against Strasbourg, if they can win, obviously that lead that is 10 points clear of fourth place Marseille in terms of Champions League football. Well, with just 12 rounds remaining after this weekend, you'd have to say that Lille are very close to securing that Champions League spot.
You think that a win here would almost be giving them one foot in the door of securing the spot. Depending on what happens with Monaco-Lyon, the gap could be as small as 1 point. You don't want to get dragged into that battle for between second and, say, fourth in Ligue 1 at this stage. So Lille, unfortunately, just have to sort of keep playing to try and get all 3 points. That Montpellier draw last week and the scoreless stalemate may have hurt them a little bit, but they obviously had enough of a buffer zone. You just don't want to get back into the fold there when you are so far ahead of everybody else.
All right, let's go to the other games to come as we wrap up the Ligue 1 preview. Dijon-Saint-Étienne will be the first match. That one kicking off tomorrow morning. Strasbourg and Lille tomorrow morning as well. Amiens up against Nice. Guingamp, Angers. So how did Guingamp go? Obviously, had that 0-0 with Bordeaux midweek. Can they bank another point here against Angers, who have been in great form? Three straight wins in the league, including a 3-0 over Nice. Angers win this, they go into the top half. So a big, big opportunity for them, but they do have to go away from home. Montpellier up against Reims, Nantes, Bordeaux, Toulouse against Caen. Well, Caen with a new manager.
Or a co-coach all of a sudden.
A co-coach, a new face at the top. Maybe an opportunity here. Toulouse without a win in four. Caen, well, ending that terrible losing streak. Maybe an opportunity for them, but given their recent form, unlikely.
Unlikely.
And Rennes-Marseille, the other game. Again, Marseille, three straight wins in the league. They're playing very well. Again, suddenly another coach who was under pressure, holding on to his job just. Can Rennes, after a very good result at Betis midweek, back it up in the league? We will see. But that is your Ligue 1 action for the weekend.